The ABC is tonight without a chairman after Justin Milne fell on his sword, rejected by his board and deserted by the government. He went in the wake of allegations that he bowed to political pressure in seeking the sacking of journalists. But in departing, he has denied that there was interference.
But I said, well, I think actually I should resign because clearly there is a lot of pressure on the organisation, and as always, my interests, my aim has been to look after the interests of the corporation, and it's clearly not a good thing for everybody to be trying to do their job with this kind of firestorm going on.
Justin Milne interviewed for 7:30 tonight. So in the space of less than a week, the public broadcaster has seen the dramatic sacking of a managing director and the departure under intense pressure of the chairman. The process to appoint an interim chair is thought to be underway, as is the search for a new managing director, while that seat is filled by an acting MD. But at best, the broadcaster is in a holding pattern. At worst, it's adrift without leadership. What does that mean for its future, and does the taxpayer still have faith in the institution? The view from some people in the streets today in a little while, and also from one of the ABC's most loved broadcasters, Richard Feidler. But first, today's events. Catherine Gregory and Sandra Siagian compiled this report.
As the ABC's board debated the public broadcaster's future, its real proprietors, the taxpaying public, had this to say about the chaos.
Yeah, I think it's very worrisome. I mean, I'd really like to know the true inside story, but as somebody who watches the ABC and listens to the ABC, it's a fundamentally important part of my life. So, yes, I do really care about it.
It appears that they are in real trouble and they need to get it sorted out. Losing a managing director is a major thing, but the board's got to take control of that. The board should be setting the direction and choosing who should lead the organisation.
I think that the ABC is important, and I don't think that, you know, there should be political bias, and I think I do think that it's important that there is a voice for, like, impartial opinion and journalism.
Justin Milne announced his resignation as chairman of the ABC this morning. He was under serious pressure to go. Mr. Milne described recent events as a firestorm and that he wanted to provide a release valve. He'd been accused of political interference in the public broadcaster's editorial independence by trying to sack two prominent reporters because the government hated them. But speaking to 7:30's Lee Sales, Mr. Milne denied this.
I have never sent an email to Michelle Guthrie or anybody else which says you must sack Emma Alberici or Andrew Probyn or anybody else. This is a piece of an email which I actually haven't seen, but nevertheless, it's a piece of an email that's taken out of a context in a conversation which was a confidential conversation and a conversation which you'd expect should be had. What do we do about this? That was what that conversation was.
Justin Milne insists the government never instructed him to fire or hire anyone at the ABC. Regardless, he's gone. It's the second departure from the ABC's senior leadership team this week. The board sacked Michelle Guthrie as managing director on Monday, the reasons of which have still not been disclosed to the public.
The board's been very reluctant to come up with details on what were the reasons for firing her in the first place, what evidence did they have to do that, and then having done that, what are the terms of the settlement for her to leave? And I think, considering the public put up $1 billion a year for the ABC, we're probably all entitled to know what was the financial consideration. And now with the chairman going, what's his financial position as well?
That's media commentator Peter Cox, who believes this week's events have at least brought to the fore the importance of the ABC's editorial independence and neutrality. And he thinks, instead of hindering the broadcaster's reputation, it might have helped it.
This is an iconic institution in Australia. Even if people don't listen to the ABC, they still like the idea that we have the ABC. So, yes, it has been a hiccup. It has brought publicity to aspects of the organisation. But in the longer term, no. I think, you know, the ABC is a great institution and it needs to be protected for the future.
So you think the way the media has covered this ABC crisis this past week is justified?
When you look at The Australian, which at least 2 days this week nearly devoted the whole of the front page to the ABC, it seemed totally excessive. So, however, media is a blood sport and people are very interested in what happens to the media and what happens to the ABC.
The coalition government has been relatively quiet today about Mr Milne's resignation. Prime Minister Scott Morrison tweeted that he and the board made the right call. The Communications Minister, Mitch Fifield, is confident his department's inquiry into Mr Milne's alleged political interference will uncover the truth. But Labor's communications spokesperson, Michelle Rowland, wants more, including a Senate inquiry.
Because, of course, it is not just one isolated instance here. There are continuing reports and allegations of other aspects of political interference that need to be tested.
The situation has raised many questions about how the ABC selects its leaders. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young.
We need to make sure that whoever feels that chairperson role is somebody who is free of political interference and pressure. And that means somebody who is supported with a cross-party process.
And that is the question on many lips right now. Just how independent is the selection process for the ABC board? Andrew Fowler, a former investigative journalist with the ABC, told the World Today program it became more political under former Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
Tony Abbott just overrode that program introduced by Rudd and appointed Neil Brown, who was a deputy Liberal Party leader, and also Janet Albrightson from The Australian, to sit on the board.
Tony Cox makes a similar point and also questions why the board only has one media expert on it.
When the ABC is under attack from the fangs, for example, from Facebook and Google and Netflix, we need the most expertise we can get on that to determine that the ABC has a future that is viable and where it can stay an icon out into the future.
Thomas Clark is a professor of management at the University of Technology's Business School. He says problems with the board's selection process is evident by its inability to do its job in the past couple of years.
It's their role to guide and restrain the chair, and that doesn't seem to have been achieved.
But do you think the rest of the board is robust enough?
It doesn't appear to be, and I think that probably it would be wise to replace the board too, as early as is possible.
How do you think the selection process of the board could be better?
It needs to be more objective. The government needs to be separated out from the process, and it needs to be highly professional and skills-based in the orientation, both of the selectors and those selected.
Professor Thomas Clark from the University of Technology, Sydney. Catherine Gregory with that report, with assistance from Sandra Seguin. And we understand that the Minister for Communications, Mitch Fifield, is in the process of appointing an acting chair. The government will do that. And there's also a legislated process to appoint a permanent chair that will be underway.